Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by JenJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLuca. Thanks so much for tuning in here. Day two of the 2024 NFL Draft is almost in the books. It's almost midnight here. The Jaguars just made their final pick of day two in the third round here, 96 overall. They are selecting cornerback Jerrion Jones out of Florida State. I'm fired up for this one, not going to lie to y'all. This is a prospect that I've been pretty excited about for a while. And now the Jacksonville Jaguars, they add to that cornerback room. Many pegged it as their biggest need heading into the draft. I thought you could argue cornerback, you could argue wide receiver. I thought the Jaguars probably would take corner in round one. They ended up not doing that. They ended up not taking a corner in round two either. They went with, obviously, wide receiver Brian Thomas Jr. in the first round, and then his teammate, Mason Smith, out of LSU in the second round, defensive lineman. Looking at Jerrion Jones, though, out of Florida State, this is a kid that unbelievably fast, right? 4.38 40-yard dash, 89th percentile. He's about 6 feet tall, just under 6 feet tall, 57th percentile height. 30-inch arms, which is a little short, but this is a guy that primarily played in the slot for the Seminoles in 2023. Does have outside reps, I think, with his combination of athleticism, feistiness, and size. He can play outside. I think that he can play press, even though he doesn't have the greatest length, because he is able to use his physicality and his athleticism to stick with guys in man coverage. So I think that Jerrion Jones has versatility to play inside or outside for the Jaguars. I think drafting him right now, he's a guy that you just want to get into your system, see what he can do for you. Again, the Jags, they have Tyson Campbell, who's a starter on the outside at corner. They have Ronald Darby, who obviously they brought in, can start. He started a lot of games in his career. He has been injured often throughout his career. So getting a player like Jerrion Jones to come in and, you know, compete with a Buster Brown, compete with a Gregory Jr. The Jaguars brought in Darnell Savage, who they think is going to play a lot in the nickel. Obviously, Antonio Johnson can play some big nickel. So they have options in their secondary. But building out the depth, getting more speed, getting more talent, I think was vital for the Jaguars in this draft. I wouldn't be surprised if they continue to add to the cornerback room throughout the rest of this draft. They've got a lot of picks coming up on day three. You know, two picks in the fourth round coming up soon, 114 and 116. Obviously, when day three of the draft kicks off, those picks will be coming pretty early. But again, 4.38 40-yard dash for Jerrion Jones is 89th percentile. 10-yard split, 153, that's 61st percentile. That shows you the long speed of a Jerrion Jones. Vertical jump, 39.5 inches. He can go up and disrupt the ball. That's 86th percentile. Broad jump, 129 inches, 87th percentile. So this is a prospect that, again, not the biggest guy in the world, but he is 6 feet tall. He is 190 pounds, so he's not tiny, but he doesn't have great length, doesn't have a huge wingspan. He makes up for that with his physicality, with his athleticism. And this is a guy that was really awesome for Florida State, especially in 2023. You talk about a guy that was locked down in coverage, right? Only allowed 16 catches in primary coverage for the Florida State Seminoles this year, 3 interceptions. And while he did miss some tackles, again, this is a guy that is very willing to go up and be physical against the run, be physical against screens. I think he's going to kind of bring that mindset of nothing cheap and nothing deep that Ryan Nielsen talks about. Like, he's not going to allow you to have any space underneath, and he's going to be able to keep up with you deep down the field. He has fluid hips. He has the long speed. He has the explosiveness to really stick with a lot of different types of wide receiver styles in this league. Is he going to be able to go up against a DK Metcalf? Maybe not, but who is, really, you know, at this point in the draft and really at any point in the draft? There were some other corners available on the board that I did think made sense for the Jaguars. Kyrie Jackson is a really big corner, you know, 6'3", 200 pounds, got great length. pretty good athlete. He's very feisty and physical as well. But I think Jerrion Jones brings more speed. I think he brings more fluidity. I think that he can hold up better in man coverage deep down the field when you've got guys running routes that have, you know, double moves, that have multiple phases, you know, cutting in, cutting out, etc. I think Jerrion Jones can just be a little bit more sticky in coverage than a Kyrie Jackson. DJ James was another good one, not quite as athletic as Jerrion Jones. Jones is almost 23 years old, so, you know, a little bit older prospect, not like ancient, right? Not a guy that's, you know, going to be 25 during his rookie year, but he is about to be 23 years old, so he does have a lot of experience at the college level. But I'll tell you what, ain't nothing that you're going to get from experience with a 4.38 40 yard at. Like, playing longer in college does not make you faster. He's an unbelievable athlete at the cornerback position, right? This is a guy that I think adds to the overall talent level in the cornerback room, adds to the athleticism of the cornerback room. He should be able to play special teams as well. I think that right now he's probably a better fit.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
To play press man coverage on the outside than a Buster Brown, right? Than anybody on their depth chart outside of Tyson Campbell or Ronald Darby. So you're looking at CB3 probably on the outside, and then nickel. He might be able to compete to start at nickel from day one. I really do think that highly of this guy. I did have a third round grade on him. You know, Darnell Savage, we haven't really seen him play a lot of nickel. I know he has the athleticism. I know he has the fluidity in his hips, the stickiness in coverage. To be able to play nickel, to be able to stick with a lot of these slot receivers in the NFL. But Jerrion Jones has been doing that at Florida State. Like I said, he's played a lot in the slot. He has shown the ability to fire downhill and play the run. And so I think this is a really nice piece. At 96 overall, a guy with great athleticism at corner, big need. You can cross it off the board in terms of checking that box. I don't necessarily think that they're done filling out their depth at the cornerback room, but certainly they have upgraded that spot now. So you've upgraded corner. You've upgraded your depth on the defensive line. I don't think that Mason Smith is ready to come in and be a starter right away, but the Jaguars didn't really have room for a starter right away on the defensive line, or quite frankly, anywhere else on their roster after taking Brian Thomas Jr. in round one. Like, yeah, he's going to be a starting outside receiver opposite Gabe Davis. But beyond that, again, to start the season, I think you have Tyson Campbell and Ronald Darby probably locked in as your starters at corner, right? I think that to start the season, you probably have Eric Armstead, Devon Hamilton locked in as your interior duo, Josh Allen, Trayvon Walker at edge. Like, where are you drafting a starter in any of these rounds outside of round one with Brian Thomas Jr. at wide receiver? I'm really not sure. Now, you want guys that can develop into starters. The Jaguars obviously think that Mason Smith can develop into that type of player. I think Trent Baalke probably sees potential Pro Bowl with a guy that, again, five-star recruit, really good athlete at his size, and a guy who his tape in 2023, not as good coming off the ACL injury in 22, but someone who has all the physical traits to become at least a good rotational player for the Jacksonville Jaguars defensive front, but potentially even a really good starter. Someone who I didn't value at 48 overall. I thought it was a little bit of a reach, but Trent Baalke, as we know, values traits, values length, values athleticism. Mason Smith brings all those things to the table. Jerrion Jones, not the lengthiest corner in the world, but again, His tape is really strong. His athleticism is really good. So I think that the Jaguars have done a good job building out their roster, their depth so far in the draft. And again, they have 114, 116, 153, 167, 212, 236. They have a lot of picks tomorrow. I would expect them to move around the board a little bit tomorrow. Wouldn't be surprised if they wanted to trade up in the fourth round because they do have extra draft capital now in 2025 from the trade back with the Vikings. They have extra draft capital this year, again, two fourth round picks and some extra picks later on in the draft as well. So we'll see how it plays out for the Jaguars on day three. I think you could be looking at corner still. I think you could be looking at edge depth. I think you could be looking at offensive line depth as well. But there are no starting spots on the Jacksonville Jaguars roster available for any of these draft picks. Again, after wide receiver with Brian Thomas Jr., there was no one they were going to draft that was going to start from day one. That's just kind of how I look at it. Maybe if you had drafted a interior defensive lineman in round one and then a wide receiver in round two, they could have immediately been a starter. Again, maybe if you drafted a cornerback in round one and then a wide receiver in round two, both of those guys could have been a starter. I don't think anybody outside of round one or maybe early round two at the cornerback position was really going to come in and be a day one starter on the outside over a Ronald Darby. But guess what? The Jaguars got someone that can compete in the nickel, can compete outside, and they got a defensive line rotation guy, and they got a starting wide receiver with unbelievable potential, already a great vertical threat, already a big-time red zone threat. So I think the Jaguars overall have done a good job throughout the first 2 days of the draft. Mason Smith, not the direction I would have gone in there, but you can't argue the potential that he does bring to the table. And when you're talking about a rotational guy, potential isn't bad. Personally, for me, in the second round, I want to land someone that does have potential but also has rock-solid tape. And there was plenty of guys available that did have that. Again, not where I would have gone, but fully support Mason Smith. We're going to be pulling for him here on the channel. Hopefully, he's able to kind of knock the rust off from that knee injury, move forward, and develop his skills, right? Because he's got the traits, he's got the length, the athleticism. He needs to develop his consistency and his technique. He needs to be able to just feel comfortable on that knee moving forward. And if he's able to do that, I do think he can have a bright future ahead of him. Really like Jerrion Jones, really like Brian Thomas Jr. Stay tuned for all the day three draft coverage. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoyed the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jinjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear. Y'all have a good one.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.